The Gemara brings down a machlekes legabi the din of velosi elisha, what exactly that includes, and the Gemara says that velosi elisha shimon atimani oimer isha sheish bahavaya. Shimon atimani says it's isha sheish bahavaya, it has to be an isha which is kiddushin or typhus on, and shimon nasi oimer isha roi lakaima, has to be an isha which is roi lakaima, that is mutter, and the Gemara says it's not from the bib, mamzeres in the sina, because it's yesh bahavaya, but it's not roi lakaima. And the Yonis Elam has a very yisadisik hachakir over here in this din of roi lakaima. What is the pshat in this din? What's the pshat that in order to pay knas, it has to be isha roi lakaima? Is it the pshat that in order to pay knas, it has to be that you can marry her bepoil? In other words, the din knas is totally on being able to marry this isha, and if you can't marry this isha, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah b'lesi l'isha, because she's not roi lakaima, mela, there's not going to be a din of knas. Or is the pshat that the din of knas is not totally b'chal in the mitzvah of nisuin? You don't need to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of nisuin in order to be mishalim knas. But the pshat is this is a yalfusa ba'alma, this is a it's a simen that there are certain women that the Torah holds are memuit from knas that do not have a din knas. Certain women that are have a certain isra on them, and what type of isra? What type of isra is determined by it? That is determined by velosi l'isha, and isha which is not roi l'kaima, that is an isha is not roi l'knas. But it has nothing to do with the fact that you can't marry her. But pile the din knas is not totally on being able to marry her. Just the yalfusa ba'alma that an isha which is asura is nismai from the din knas. And he brings a raya from the shita of Shimon HaTimani, because Shimon HaTimani says it's totally an isha sheish bahavaya, whether you have tvisis kedushin or not. So you can have an isha that has tvisis kedushin, but she's chavi lavin, and yet, according to Shimon HaTimani, she will have a knas. Now, such an isha, obviously, even though she has tvisis kedushin, there's still an isser to marry her. It's chavi lavin, there's an isser bia, there's an isser nisuin, and yet he holds that she will have knas. So l'chari, it's mavur from that, that the din of, according to Shimon HaTimani, the din that it has to be roi l'kaima, is not the or yesh bavai is not the pshat. They have to be able to do bepoil because you can't do bepoil. Bepoil is going to be aser. There's going to be it's in the suin. You have to tires on miter. So it's a mir on the isha, za isha, an isha that's that has a chayv elavin, an isha that does not have tefisas kedushin. There's not going to be a din knas, but it's not memuad. Because bepoil, you have to mekayim mitzvahs nisuin. It's just a simon that this is the isha that the Torah wants to be memayit, and the mele hua din will be mestaber. According to Shimon Manasseh, is not arguing on the whole din. He could also hold that it's not a miyat, the bepoil, you have to mekayim mitzvahs nisuin. It's just a miyat on the isha, that isha that's not roi lekaima, there's not going to be din knas. But the etzem din knas is not to learn nisuin bepoil, that's not pshat of lasir leisha, that you have to be mekayim nisuin bepoil. It's just a simon balma that these are the women that the Torah is memayit from knas, and the machlokes is how far that goes and what women are nismayit, but the mitzvah of knas itself is not totally on the mitzvah of nisuin, and this is something which there'll be different rayas of kan al-kan as we go through the sugya, whether the din of knas is totally on the din of nisuin b'payil or not.